Nurse with patience knows her bed plan for her favorite MD will work in time. The day I started working here at the hospital was one of the happiest. No, make that the happiest day of my life. I've always been interested in medicine and in helping those who are unable to care for themselves. So I guess it was only natural that I entered the nursing profession. I love what I do, and although it can get really hectic around here, yes, it's true, we are overworked and underpaid, I wouldn't trade my life for anything. It helps, of course, that the people here at the hospital are great. The doctors, nurses, technicians, lab guys, the personal care attendants, even maintenance. They all exhibit a genuine concern for the patient's well-being that I like to think matches my own. Working with such a professional staff makes a stressful job a lot easier. And, much like myself, my coworkers are cheerful and upbeat almost all of the time, which makes it a wonderful environment in which to work and socialize. But wait, I don't want to give the impression that we're all saints who polish their halos daily. Yes, we take our work seriously and strive for excellence each and every shift. But hey, we're human and like to play as much as anyone. In fact, the number one topic of conversation among the women in the nurse's lounge, downstairs in the coffee shop, or when we're out socially is, you guessed it, men. And a very close second, right again, sex. As a group, the female nurses that I know must be among the horniest women on earth. Susan, a friend who works in the hospital's cardiac care unit, often says that if she weren't in one of the noblest professions, she'd want to be in the oldest. And I'm not so sure she's joking. The rest of us are equally intense where guys are concerned, sizing up residents and even the better-looking administrators in terms of their potential in bed. Tony, another of my friends who works in geriatrics, has had this major crush on Dan, a kidney specialist.